A very good afternoon to you, Namibia. It's now exactly 9 minutes past the hour. Pardon me, 3 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, and you have now tuned into an interview that we have with Vavocha University. As you all know, it's always every Friday. I think it's now a culture. We always have an interview with someone from the Vavocha University. So today we are joined online with Vavocha University's Innovation and Resource Mobilization Coordinator, Hazekiel Johannes. Mr. Johannes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Francina. How are you? Happy to have you and your listeners.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Johannes, pardon me. I see the topic discussion that you have for us today on this interview is regarding from exhibitors to economic partners. And you know, this is now more going to line with trade fairs. You know, trade fairs in Namibia are increasingly recognized as key platforms for business, government, entrepreneurs, investors, and communities to connect. And yet many universities still approach these events with a traditional mindset, set up a stand, distribute brochures, and collect business cards. Mr. Johannes, why should universities rethink their approach to trade fairs?
Thank you so much, Francina. I think this is a very critical question, though we know that this question does not only touch on university. I know that today that's the focus, but I know that the listeners, some of them are also from the owning companies and also attending these trade fairs. It's very important to rethink, because you have business on the side, you have government, you have entrepreneurs, you have investors, you have students, and also you have researchers. And this is a very big, or if I can say, this is an ecosystem that universities are engaging. So if universities only focus on disability, they miss the chance to solve the real problem in terms of job creation and also economic opportunity, and also just to demonstrate the value when it comes to economic partners. So basically, this article that we crafted today is to challenge universities to say, how do we participate at the trade fair? We just had the Ongwediva trade fair. Now we have the Windhoek Showground. And every time you go there, you find the same way of display, the same booth, flyers and people wearing nice t-shirts, but can we think beyond that so that we know that, because during the trade fair is the time where you have different players in the economy and an opportunity to engage them in a valuable manner.
All right. Now, Mr. Johannes, you have mentioned from exhibitors to economic partners. What does it mean to move from exhibitors to economic partners?
Yes, thank you, Francina. The point here that I'm trying to make, especially in the article, is that, yes, of course, the stand is needed. And this is where industries, government, and whoever is attending the trade fair come as a first contact point. But what we are saying is that even though there's meetings and things like that, we want university stand to become a meeting point where industry challenge connect with research, expertise, student talent, and innovation. We know that it's not enough time, but one, as a university, has to think of not just, you know, handing out brochures and so forth, but you also want to have a researcher and an industry that is coming to find solutions during the exhibition.
All right, Mr. Johannes, now, in order for this to be done, in order for the universities to improve on this and other exhibitors, how can trade fair help universities improve their teaching and the research?
So we know that trade fairs traditionally is an opportunity for people to showcase what they have. But this time, trade fair can have conversation with companies at trade fair, so that they can be able to reveal emerging skills requirements, technology gaps, and research needs. So this means that somehow university has to take the lead in providing market intelligence
mm-hmm.
that can inform in terms of new program, academic programs that can be developed, short courses that can be offered, and also professional training,
mm-hmm.
so that during this platform is where the university are able to show their teaching and research capability that they have.
Mm-hmm. All right. What kinds of outcomes should universities aim for at trade fairs?
Yes, obviously you don't want university also to be only, you know, in terms of reporting, KPI to say, you know, we have only handed out how many brochures, we have spoken to how many people. But what we have to look at, we have to go deeper to say, what are the research collaboration that has been done during the trade fair?
Mm-hmm.
What are the assignments in terms of consultancy that the university managed to get? In terms of students, and students, what type of internship and mentorship has been given? Now, you also want to go further to talk about type of training and commercial opportunities that have been achieved during the trade fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the number of photographs taken or business cards collected.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the partnership and the project that I made.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what practical steps can university staff take at trade fairs?
Before anybody participate in an event,
mm-hmm.
they have to say, okay, what would be our achievement? What do we want to achieve at this trade fair?
Mm.
So that's why, in terms of staff that are participating in that, they should actively identify
mm-hmm.
opportunity and also establish follow-up action for research, consultancy, training, student placement, innovation, technology transfer, and partnership.
Mm-hmm.
There should be somehow a system that is also recording what are the challenges that industries are facing.
Mm.
And from there, they can look at to say, okay, next year when we come back,
mm-hmm.
this is kind of the conversation that we are going to have.
Mm-hmm.
This is the solution that we are going to offer. So it's not only about being there, the trade fair, and showcasing,
mm-hmm.
but it's also about looking what are the challenges, even so that we can, because when you look at in terms of form of trade fairs now,
mm-hmm.
You know, look at our trade fairs like Ongwediva, Rundu Trade Fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same culture. It's the same activities that are being performed.
Mm.
What we are challenging here at the university,
mm-hmm.
as a top leader,
mm-hmm.
is to help these guys, the organizers and the participants also to rethink.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Namibia will be one of the taking the lead in terms of really reorganizing and creating new opportunities
mm-hmm.
for trade.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Mr. Johannes, now how does this approach align with Namibia's broader innovation agenda?
So when we are talking about the innovation agenda,
mm-hmm.
is that you want to be able to give a platform to innovators
mm-hmm.
and entrepreneurs
mm-hmm.
to be able to showcase their talent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that alignment in terms of this approach, you will now kind of activate and raise awareness in these innovators that they have actually a platform
mm-hmm.
where they can showcase their talent. Now, also is that industry and university can be able to collaborate so that they can contribute to local innovation, skill development, and also economic growth,
mm-hmm.
which is a key priority when it comes to the Namibia's development.
All right. Now, our last question, Mr. Johannes, is what is the ultimate vision for universities at Trade Fairs?
The future is about moving for visibility to value, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't just want to showcase that, yes, Velvicia was there, but you are also looking at the impact, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of the people that are participating and attending the trade fair. They will feel the satisfaction mm-hmm. that they were part of that. And from there, they will also be able to contribute to economic development. Mm-hmm. Now, and also, it's also a way to see that universities should not only be seen, not just as an exhibitor, mm-hmm. but you want universities that are able to be partner with organizers, industry, government, and whatever, so that they can be able to solve real life problems, and also creating opportunities, and also driving national development through the innovation and collaboration. So that's what you want to see. And I think that is the ultimate goal of today's discussion, to say mm-hmm. the question must be, what can happen at this place there mm-hmm. because we are here as a university. It's not only about visibility, but we want to make sure that the university, when they attend trade fair, they are there as economic partners. Mm-hmm. And that is the thought that we are trying to drive, to say, let's reimagine our participation at the trade fair.
All right. Mr. Jonas, before I let you go, just one last question that I have. What last words or what advice would you give comes next year, 2027, obviously for the next phase that will happen next year, you know, what changes or amendments can be done, you know, comes next year trade phase, the universities and exhibitors out there are prepared and ready and to make the changes where they can make changes from what they have experienced or seen during the trade phase that have been happening for the past 2 months, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we know that some of the universities have been trying. Mm-hmm. Some of the universities come with activities like virtual reality mm-hmm. and showcasing what they are capable of doing. Mm-hmm. But we want next year mm-hmm. or years to come mm-hmm. or even trade fairs to come mm-hmm. to sit and think and say, mm-hmm. what can we do? Mm-hmm. Which companies mm-hmm. will be coming and attending mm-hmm. the trade fair, and how can we work together so that we can conduct some activities? So you want to make sure that you are not only there for visibility, but you also want to collaborate, to create collaboration and so forth. And that's why I think it's not only about having a marketing person mm-hmm. attending a trade fair, but you might also think about how do you involve researchers, innovators mm-hmm. at this platform so that they can be able to contribute. Mm-hmm. That is the message we want to drive mm-hmm. out of this court leadership.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Haskell Johannes.
Thank you, Francina.
Have a wonderful weekend.
So, we'll see you next Friday.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.